There's going to be some unique challenges with children that are kind of in a transient nature. They're coming in, maybe they're here for a year or so, maybe less. How do you reach those families? How do you help out those young families?
It's tough. We do see a lot of transiency even within the city. Kids moving from one school to another. If they, you know, if they've been evicted or they can't afford the rent, they have to move in with another family, or there's been a divorce or any number of reasons they've had to move. Oftentimes it's just moving from one city school to another. So we have a great network between all of the homeschool coordinators who work in the different Title I schools in Nashua, as well as with the other ELL outreach people at the different schools. And so, and as well as the principals and guidance counselors who also keep in touch. So we try to share notes and to provide continuing support as a child goes from one school to another. But oftentimes a family does move out of state or back to their home country. And then it becomes really difficult. Other times a child will arrive without the parents or with just one parent, and that poses other unique challenges. A child will come on his or her own to live with relatives or even just family friends, or even as the case with a single parent. The single parent is working. No one's really watching the kids. They don't have that network that they had back in their home country, and the kids are oftentimes on their own. Or they'll be here all day, they'll go to the Boys and Girls Club, and then they'll be going home at 8 or 9 at night. There's not a lot of family support available, and we try to fill in the gaps that we can.